Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Ideally, we want to have a great telephone experience for our patients, not just the new patients, but for every patient. We're going to go through a couple of things that are going to make a big difference to you. Because one of the things I've noticed is when I speak to medical practices in general, one of the things I find when I speak to medical practices is they seem to major in really crap customer service. It's like you're talking to the receptionist, they're going, really, if you could get off the phone because you're interrupting me. It's about that bad. And so what can happen is when you have such a terrible phone experience is it's absolutely a missed opportunity. It's a missed opportunity for you to not only get new patients, it's a missed opportunity for you to impress your existing patients, it's a missed opportunity to deliver value to your existing patients, and ultimately, when you've got a cranky patient, the next thing that tends to happen is they leave, okay? So the key thing is to understand that the telephone call is a massive opportunity. The telephone call is, it's like the front door of your practice, okay? You got to keep it wide all the time. And you want to ask the question, what if the phone was a patient magnet? What if we could turn the telephone call into an outbound marketing opportunity for you? Wouldn't that be cool? Okay? So an inbound call becomes an outbound marketing opportunity, which when applied, generate a whole stack of new patients. One of my guys that I work with has taken this stuff, and what he's doing is he's generating, or his practice manager and receptionist are generating 3 new patients per day on average using telephone. 3. So let's do the maths on that for a second. 3 new patients a day, 5 days a week, 15 new patients by that particular practice. How many weeks would they be open? If we said 50, 40, for easy math, let's do easy math. 15 by 50 is 750 patients a year, right? Now, what did we say the new patient value was? $500, let's do the maths on that. 750 was $3.7 million on average. Now, that might seem extreme, but 3 new patients a day equates to that. So is it worth your while to learn how to use the telephone? I reckon, yeah. Okay, it's worth your while. So let's get into it. I want to share with you a thing about staying on purpose. And the purpose really that we employ at our practice is to create a practice of patients that have happy patients who pay, stay, and refer others. That's our whole purpose. Everything that we do is determined by our purpose. So you'll understand that there are ways to do things and there are ways to do things, right? You can go about your task. You can answer a telephone like the medical practice. Hello? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Or you can answer the telephone by saying, thank you for calling Bespoke Dental. My name's Jesse. How might I help you? And there's two. We've answered the telephone in both occasions, but one is vastly different from the other, right? And it comes down to your purpose. So understand that your purpose is to create happy patients who pay their bills, stay at the practice, and refer others plentifully. I want to give you some very key skills around the telephone. And as I said earlier, the key is to understand that it is your front door, okay? The first experience, the first touch point that most practices or most patients will have with your practice is the telephone. It is vital. You want to keep this door open wide with a welcome sign and understand that the telephone call is a golden opportunity, okay? In so many different ways, it's a golden opportunity. Let's go through some telephone basics before we get into the specifics. Telephone basic number one is smile. Now, this is the oldest telephone training technique in the book. And the reason that's the case is because it works, okay? Why do you think we smile when we answer the telephone? Because it comes through in your voice, right? If you're having a grumpy day and you pick up the telephone, people can feel it, okay? The second one is to be present. Okay, no distractions, no multitasking, guys. Okay, when someone rings, be engaged with them. Be on the phone, be present, be tuned in. I've got a friend of mine who every time I ring, she's doing something when she's talking to you. You can hear the dishes going, something's going on, and you know that she's not fully engaged with the conversation. And it's the same with our patients. If you're trying to process an account or make an appointment or do something other than focus on the person on the end of the telephone, they can tell. I can guarantee it, full stop. Okay? So before you answer the telephone, take a microsecond and just gather yourself. Stop what you're doing, pause, answer the telephone, smile, and then go with your greeting. Where possible, use the caller's name. Yeah, mate, no worries, mate. G'day, matey. How you doing, bro? Okay? We don't want to be doing that. We want to be using, thanks again for calling. My name is Jesse and yours is? Oh, Tom. Well, Tom, it's nice to talk to you today or whatever it happens to be. Take notes. Telephone information slips and new patient forms are things that we use to record notes. Because these notes that we're taking on the telephone call need to come to the morning huddle. Hey, you know, Jesse, you're seeing Dr. Bloggs today or Mr. Bloggs today. He rang the other day because he's got a toothache. It's up on the upper right-hand side. He's had it for 2 weeks. Nothing's really working. He's in agony, you know, and I'm immediately thinking endo, right? So this sort of stuff is going to all come together. You need to understand how it all ties up together. And last thing is we want to show empathy and solve problems. The quickest way to really irritate a patient is to say, well, Mrs. Jones, our policy is this, with pursed lips, okay? And so what patients are ringing for, if they have a problem, they're looking for a solution. They're not looking for a policy. They're looking for someone to metaphorically put their arm around them and say, don't worry, we'll take care of you. I had the experience myself the other day, and I have to tell you, I actually had a surprisingly good experience the last time. And it was because someone actually listened to me, they took on board my problem that I was having with this phone service, and they solved it. That was actually quite a pleasant experience. I got the outcome I needed, and you were really helpful. Thank you. That's really good. Our patients are looking for the same thing. The thing that I love about the telecommunications industry and banks while we're at it is they've set the level of expectation so low. I mean, really, it's kind of barely off the ground. They've set the level of expectation so low that it doesn't take much for us to be light years ahead of them. Okay? You don't have to be perfect. Just understand this. But you know that if you do this, you're going to be light years ahead of nearly every other business out there, including the other dental practices, okay? Because not many people understand this stuff. So I have a very specific way of doing a greeting, okay? And there's a reason for it. We say, thank you for calling Bespoke Dental. My name is Jesse or Susie. How may I help you? The reason I don't say, very important, the reason I don't say good morning, good afternoon is because at 12 o'clock or at 11:55, at 12:05, good morning, I mean, good afternoon, what time is it? And you're kind of on the back foot, okay? It's clunky. So every single time, we start by saying thank you. And isn't it nice when someone says thank you? Because in today's world, manners tend to be something of a bygone era in some senses. So one of our core values in our practice is to use our manners, okay? And it sounds really old-fashioned, but it is absolutely marketing gold. If you really want to differentiate yourself, use please and thank you and names, and you'll be, again, head of 90% of people. Thank you for calling Bespoke Dental. My name is Susie. How may I help you? That simple, okay? So keep it simple, keep it reproducible. Everyone on our team answers the phone call the same way. It's exactly the same, doesn't matter who does it. I want to share with you about putting people on hold. Now, I know there are many philosophies around whether you should or should not put people on hold, okay? And I don't want to get into the debate about whether you should or shouldn't. In our practice, we try not to, but we understand that sometimes we have to, okay? Where possible, we avoid it. So if we do have to put someone on hold, we use this particular technique, the want-need statement. Mrs. Jones, so that I can best help you, would you mind if I put you on hold for a moment? Really straightforward.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.